The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Thank God. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and an all-around interesting guy. So here he is.
A busy guy.
Yes, busy. Oh, and busy. I forgot to say busy. Well, we know you're busy.
I'm very busy. Well, here's what I looked into this week. I mean, I think everybody at this point knows that the Biden administration is working hard to pass two infrastructure laws. One to repair and build bridges, roads, rail, internet, the usual stuff, the standard internet expansion and infrastructure expansion. And the other, largely to support working families. And that second one includes major changes to improve family health. That's what we're going to be talking about. Here are the outlines of the health provisions. This bill would finally allow the government to negotiate directly with drug makers to lower drug prices and save us $700 billion. Now, right now, we pay 250% more for drugs than any other nations that negotiate directly with drug makers. This makes no sense. Secondly, it would slow the increase in drug prices by penalizing makers that raise prices more than the rate of inflation. And it would speed up passage of new generics that typically cost 80% less than the original drug. And it would prohibit drug makers from paying other makers to delay creating competing drugs. That's what they do. These drug makers pay their competitors not to make drugs. That's called pay and delay. It would become illegal. Plus, this bill would use the drug savings, remember, to $700 billion to expand original Medicare to cover dental, vision, and hearing. So now, yes, you can get it through the Advantage plans, but now you'd be able to get it through original Medicare. Also, and this is so important, Jill, it would cap a person's out-of-pocket drug costs in Medicare to no more than $3,000 a year, not a penny more. Today, there's no limit on what's called catastrophic care for drugs. No limit whatsoever. This would cap it at $3,000. And it would force health insurers to pass along to consumers more of the discounts that they negotiate from drug makers. Now the insurers keep too much of those discounts as profit instead of handing it off to the consumers. So Jill, do any of these ideas sound good to you?
Anything that can be done, anything, you know, and this is the thing about ideas, okay? How about just anything that can be done to make it saner and safer? How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I am frequently struck by how ideas that could work, you know, mm-hmm. start getting chopped up so right. that the top line looks as though they could work, and functionally they can't be executed because of X, Y, Z. You know, so
we're going to talk about X, Y, Z because okay. the fact is these provisions. I'm going to take that you like these ideas. These provisions are widely popular, especially allowing the government to negotiate for lower prices. 87% of Americans, including former President Trump, most Republicans, want it. Government negotiation is more popular than building roads and bridges. So what could possibly kill the bill? Okay. What could possibly go wrong when everybody wants something? Big Pharma is spending $171 million this year lobbying lawmakers. That's $171 million this year alone. They're lobbying the lawmakers and spreading what the AARP calls the lie that negotiating prices would somehow stifle the creation of new life-saving drugs. Big Pharma is running Medicare scare ads on TV. You've seen them, where these plain-looking people, you know, sue and bow. So they
yeah, I saw another one.
Need, Yeah, Bo is the second one. I knew another one would come along. they say they need lots of pills to stay alive, and somehow negotiating lower drug prices would hurt them. These pernicious Sue ad that I blasted a few weeks ago at least discloses that it comes from Big Pharma, and the new $5 million ad is even sneakier. That's the one that features Bo. It's really sneaky. In the small print at the bottom of the ad, it says that, wow, this message comes to you from, quote unquote, the Partnership to Fight Chronic Diseases.
That's slimy. That's just wrong.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
It makes it sound as if the nonprofit disease groups, that's like the American Cancer Association and others for AIDS, heart, liver, kidney diseases, diabetes, you name it, that those disease groups created the ad. They did not. The so-called partnership is a front for Big Pharma. Our friends at Roll Call report that two of the leaders are former PR executives of Big Pharma, and that the organization shared an address with Big Pharma for 9 years. Now, the organization has moved down the block, 3 minutes away. So chill. Here's where I have big problems with the disease groups, these nonprofit disease groups. They know that they're being used by Big Pharma to fight against lowering the prices of drugs that their members need and sometimes ration because the drugs cost too much. Millions of chronically ill people ration drugs each year, and some die, including those who ration insulin. Yet the American Diabetes Association, nearly every other of these nonprofit disease groups, is going along with Big Pharma. When asked directly by reporters, a few, like the Heart Disease Organization, say they would not want their name associated with any partnership ad. But that's about it. So, Jill, why do you think these disease groups are turning their backs on their own members struggling to afford prescription drugs?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Money. They're being paid. It's not even – I mean – honestly, if you have a half a brain cell and then another – let's just say this isn't the only area in which these sort of – I love your word pernicious, so I'm going to use it the behaviors occur.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, just follow the money. 86 of the 104 largest disease groups accept donations from Big Pharma, and then they sit virtually silent. Wendell Potter – terrific guy. He's president of the Center for Health and Democracy, told me, quote unquote, the disease groups do good work for their people, but special interests write big checks to buy their silence. The groups need the money, but then pharma calls in their chits and the groups stay silent. Now, many groups are now hiding behind this pernicious canard that negotiating prices would somehow stifle innovation. They know better. Everybody knows better. They know that 80% of Americans say lower drug prices would not hurt innovation. It's common sense. And they know that only 13% of the 260 drugs that the FDA okays each year are truly new. And even those 30 or so increase lives by a few weeks, not years. These are not major breakthroughs. Furthermore, nearly all basic research that really generates the true breakthrough drugs, that's funded by the government. It's through the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, not Big Pharma, and that government funding will continue, and so will innovation. Yet Big Pharma donates to leading Republicans and centrist Democrat lawmakers and many of these disease groups to spread the innovation lie, or at least shut up. Potter says, and I'm sad to report this, he says he wouldn't bet on negotiation bill passing. Even though the public wants it, most Democratic lawmakers might want it, the public wants it, the President of the United States wants it, and still Potter thinks the chances are it may not pass. So, Jill, what do you think our listeners can do besides the usual calling their senators and representatives? And they should do that, call on them and to support this government negotiation. But what more can we do?
Find out all the donors to you find out the big pharma donors. But I mean, by the way, one of people should also look at the CDC donor list. But find out who these donors are, you know, the different foundations mm-hmm. that are supposedly mm-hmm. give a rap about you and mm-hmm. but don't really, and start torturing them. Excuse my language. Yeah. Start calling. Start getting in touch. When I say get active, I don't mean, you know, I just mean call up.
Yeah.
And say, what is wrong?
That's a great idea.
What is wrong with you people? You know, it's like, you've already made a gazillion dollars. We know this.
I think that's a very good idea. I think you should be calling the disease groups. You can call Pfizer, but I don't think that's going to get you anywhere. But you can call these disease groups, and you can badger them. But Carol and I are taking a step beyond that. We will no longer donate any money to the disease groups supporting Big Pharma. Not a penny. And
I was just going to say that. Yeah. You said you realize that it's everybody, right? But
yeah.
No, money talks.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that people can do.
When you're saving money, not supporting groups that aren't turning their backs on their own members, how about supporting the institutions and nonprofits that are actually helping their patients and members? Now, that includes, and there are many of them, but these are two in our lives, the University of Pennsylvania's Abramson Cancer Center. And how about Wendell Potter's Center for Health and Democracy? That's that's the Center for Health and Democracy.com. You can donate to them. So let's use all of our financial power. Let's use our voices to the organizations that are not supporting their own members, and instead lining up with Big Pharma and the lies that Big Pharma is spreading. They don't deserve your support. They don't deserve a dollar from you any longer. And you can call them up and tell them so. And instead, go to institutions like the Abramson Center, Cancer Center down at the University of Pennsylvania, or Potter's Center for Health and Democracy.com, and others that you find, and give them your support, because they're the ones supporting their members and patients.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.